From Washington, this is VOA News. Two attacks in Nigeria are blamed on Boko Haram militants. Demonstrations in Hong Kong turned violent. I'm Dave DeForest reporting from Washington. Suspected Islamic extremists attacked two northeastern Nigerian state capitals today. Witnesses in Maiduguri say two explosions ripped through a crowded market. Witnesses say at least five people were killed. Earlier in the day, residents of the Damaturu city said militants attacked a police facility. Residents, including Yobe State University students, fled to hide in the bush. A defense ministry spokesman said Nigerian troops, backed by the Air Force, were fighting off the militants in Damaturu. Hong Kong's chief executive is warning protesters not to return to the streets after demonstrators and police clashed today. Shannon Van Zandt has more.
Clashes erupted in central Hong Kong after demonstrators surrounded government offices and confronted police, demanding direct elections of the city's leader. Pa Sha was one of the protesters who demonstrated outside of government offices Sunday night.
There were thousands of people breaking through the police barricade and occupy the main road outside the chief executive's office.
He says many protesters wore masks and goggles to protect themselves from the police, who used pepper spray and batons to push them away from government buildings. Shannon Van Sant, Beijing.
Islamic State militants killed at least 16 Iraqi border guards in a dawn assault today on a remote outpost near the Syrian frontier. At least four other guards were wounded in the attack on their headquarters at Al-Walid. It was not immediately clear how many Islamic State fighters were killed or wounded. This is VOA News. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi says an investigation has found at least 50,000 so-called ghost soldiers, phony names on the military payroll. The fictitious names allow commanders or others to collect extra salaries. While a leader of the anti-Balaka militias in the Central African Republic is calling on fighters to lay down their arms and become a political movement, many in the country have doubts. Nick Long has more. Well, apparently we'll have trouble getting that to you. The AFP is reporting that the International Criminal Court has upheld the conviction of Congolese warlord Thomas Lubanga on charges of using child soldiers. The court handed down its verdict today. Results from parliamentary elections in Moldova show parties that want to pursue closer ties to Europe, leading those who want closer ties with Russia. With 85% of the vote counted, a group of pro-Europe parties had about 44% of the vote for the 101-member parliament. Ruling party candidate Tabaré Vázquez has easily won Uruguay's presidential election. The 74-year-old oncologist won Sunday's runoff, extending the power of a left-leaning coalition that has helped legalize gay marriage and moved to create the world's first state-run marijuana marketplace. Officials in northern Afghanistan say a suicide bomber has attacked a tribal chief's funeral, killing two policemen and seven civilians. At least 18 people were wounded in the blast today in the Burka district of Baglan province. U.S. President Barack Obama is calling for more than $260 million in federal spending for police forces across the country. President Obama said the money would pay for 50,000 body cameras for police to wear to record their interactions with people. He said the funds would also be used to improve police training following the fatal police shooting this year of a black teenager, a suspected shoplifter, in Ferguson, Missouri. The president also announced he will set up a task force to study how to improve policing. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is threatening to call new elections if government ministers don't stop their attacks on him over nationalist legislation and budgetary matters. According to the Associated Press, Mr. Netanyahu is demanding that the ministers stop their subversion of the government. The dissent in government is causing a crisis that could topple the current government. On Wall Street, stock indexes are down at this hour. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.